This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Here we go again. Is this already your favorite part of the day, Fiona, doing the Fully Charged Recharge intro?
It actually is, because I can be real. I can be really me. And I can say fuck if I want to.
Oh my God.
I'm so bad. I just gave myself such an ick recording that little piece for tomorrow that I drew pen on my jeans.
Oh no.
Yeah. Hopefully it comes off.
Go on, do your piece for the podcast.
Bless you, my child, and peace be with you, and peace be with us tomorrow on Spin is Keep Us Loud, is what I thought.
All she had to say was, bless you, my child. It'll be a holy show. We're live on Spin tomorrow from 7.
I need to get sick on myself immediately. It's
Please
so
stop.
Bad.
It's all good. I'm sad about your jeans because Fiona just told me, Dave, you know, Fiona is a comedian as well as being a breakfast presenter on
First
Spin.
First time I mentioned it.
And she's just finished up an Irish tour.
You're
and
a comedian,
saying,
are you?
Yeah.
Dole is the joke there.
And the final show of the tour was in Dublin in the Sugar Club only last week. And Fiona just told me there walking to the loo that she kind of styled her outfit for that night all around this pair of pink jeans that she had.
Oh, very good.
And
I did like what you were wearing, to be fair.
Thank you so much, Dave. I got home after buying loads of pink bits to go with it, and then I was like, where are these jeans? I cannot find these pink jeans anywhere. So then I had to bait it out to Dundrum under so much time. I can't remember what I was doing, but I was like, I have like 10 minutes in Dundrum to find another pair of pink jeans. Found these in Dunn's. Savita, always looking after us, do you know what I mean?
But what the fuck is Savita?
It's like
It's a little concession, would we say?
Within Dunn's.
In Dunn's.
It's like the way the brand that you're wearing there is a concession of Pull & Bear.
Ah, okay.
Do you know in Dunn's they have a gallery for the older buyer, which I've actually bought loads from.
Oh, great stuff in gallery.
Then they have Paul Costello if you want to pay like €70 for a pair of pajamas. And then Savita's kind of like young, cool, hip. What do we say?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's very cool. So basically, yeah, after all that, she didn't have the jeans, and now she's got pen in them. So
it'll
all is
come
ruined.
Off though. So bit of elbow grease.
Oh, that you're just not meant to have these jeans.
I'm just not meant to work here.
1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Welcome to the weekend.
Friday,
thank God
baby.
For that.
I love it. Guys, I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask just in case. What would be the thoughts on me eating eggs in here? Is that in any way acceptable?
Okay. See, this is going to... You're asking nicely. I never did and it's caused problems here before.
Did you?
Emma just eats what she wants. Doesn't give a warning. Doesn't even think of other people.
No.
But as I would never eat anything that doesn't smell wonderful.
You're a brilliant boy.
I am. So thank you for asking. No is the answer. Let's go.
Now, what you got there with you?
So it's up in the fridge now. It's like a frittata. Moment,
beautiful.
You know, so I'm not going to be heating
What's
it up
a frittata?
Or anything. It's kind of like a bougie omelette. So it's got some potatoes in
Omelettes
there.
Are already bougie, in my opinion.
Omelettes are bougie.
Yeah. You've got a bougie omelette now.
It's got, you know, like peppers, asparagus, peas.
Beautiful.
So I don't have to heat it up, but I just feel like when I take the lid off that lunchbox, I'm bringing a new presence into this room.
And that's okay.
So,
very good.
You know what? I used to bring in the odd little hard-boiled egg and then mash it up onto a bagel in here, and it.
Okay, so you were doing action with the egg. So that does release more.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But then the same person who was rolling his nose up to me is the same person who was eating the odd omelette in here, and that is producer Callum.
I do love an omelette, but I've never had an omelette in this room before.
You'd rather stink out.
There's a limit.
Open plan.
Yeah.
So if you would all have a bite of it, then it's fine for me to eat it.
Listen,
then
Fiona,
we're enjoying
you enjoy that frittata up on the fifth floor in the kitchen.
The only thing I will say is...
That's where I was planning on having it.
The line it can be drawn with Dave around bananas. I don't know if you know this.
No, I
He's told
that.
You already.
Yeah, well, no, I've just heard it. Guys, I listened to the show.
We were out last night, and obviously we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but someone sat beside me, one of the comedians, and just ate a banana. And I was just like, I need to go over
Did
here. I'm
someone
sorry.
Actually?
Yeah, Brida.
Brida had a banana, but you love her, and she was still your favourite.
Yeah, she was my favourite, but I will always remember as the woman who sat beside me and ate a banana.
Oh, God, she'll die.
At a gig.
At a gig.
At a gig.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Lonely Young Messi, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the story this
morning?
It's Friday. I do have to say, Dave, we were getting on grand there, just the two of us, coming into work not wrecked.
It was fine, wasn't it?
It was grand, getting to bed early,
oh,
not putting in or out in anyone.
I feel so welcome.
We're 4 days into this show and Fiona Frawley had us out until after 11 o'clock last night.
I've been out twice this week and one of them was Fiona's fault.
Yeah. Cheers. Well, I'm last night was class. Fiona, you and your partner run Cherry Comedy.
We do.
Cherry Comedy, explain.
Thursday night comedy club. It's a real mom and pop shop of comedy. Me and Dwayne, my partner in life, comedy and love, take turns hosting it every other week. Yeah. And it's great. You get some big acts in, some newer acts on the way up. People trying new stuff for their tours. It's been going 10 years, actually.
The 2 years. I've been doing it for 10 years.
Well, I arrived in later, actually.
Right, okay.
And he was doing it with two of his friends. And then I just found my way to wrangle in there. I fancied Dwayne and I wanted to get started in comedy. So okay. It was a win-win for
Perfect.
Me. And now I bleed and run the place.
Yeah,
you do.
It was very bizarre coming in to Whelan's yesterday, right? Because I walked up the stairs and Fiona's just there like, hi, how are you and what's your name? Yeah, Grant, take you off there and just take any seat there you want. Hi, hi, Dave. And I was like, hi, Fiona, this is really weird.
That's my very important work.
Yeah.
It's funny because myself and my boyfriend Jack were chatting on the way home last night just about how class it is and how, like, power couple you two. But nice. A few weeks ago when this was all confirmed, or maybe it was a month ago now, I'm not quite sure when, that it was confirmed that Fiona was starting on Fully Charged with us, we all went for a few drinks, right? The three of us, producer Callum. And last two standing, naturally, were the girlos, myself and Fiona.
Yes.
Iconic.
And we were sitting there. And we ordered another drink and she said, I'm just going to text Dwayne there because I meant to be on stage in Whelan's in about 2 hours. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, oh, we do this comedy night on a Thursday and I it's my night to host it, but I'm going to see if he'll step up for me, you know? But I didn't really get how big of a deal it was. Do you get me? So then she texted, she said a few minutes later, we'll order that, please. Yeah. He's going to cover for me tonight, right? And then it was only last night that when I went to the gig that included the likes of Breeda Hegarty. Is it Sable, Mike?
Mike Sable.
Mike Sable, David O'Doherty, and Emma Doran. That your gig a few weeks ago when you just bailed on it was to, you know, this is a high caliber of comedians.
Not all the time.
Hey.
Not all the time.
But it just made
not
me think.
Sometimes Fiona Frawley's on.
This girl that she just bailed on her gig to be like, I want to stay out with Emma.
It was so funny seeing David O'Doherty in Whelan's last night because the very first time I was ever in Whelan's, I was seeing David O'Doherty.
Were you? It's his spiritual home.
It really is.
I think he lives there.
I think he lives very close. I love the way he drives his bike around. Like, I just love him. He's
my
so good.
My boyfriend Jack, so basically when we first got into the area, we were down just ordering a drink at the bar and everyone else had kind of taken their seats or whatever, and David came in and Fiona was chatting to him like pals, right? And my boyfriend Jack was like, oh my God, that's David Rosarty. Oh my God, that's David. Oh. And then he said about you, Fiona, he said, she's a well-connected lass, you know.
It never gets normal for us either. Like, we've had some, like, big names. Like, we've had, like, Arlo Hanlon.
Really?
Yeah, I just couldn't, like, after I introduced him on stage, I was like, Arthur Dougal just shook my hand. Like, I can't, like, it doesn't get normal. Like, we're obsessed with all of these people.
It's class, it's so isn't cool. it? So every week, this is what you do.
Yes, every Thursday, come and check us out.
Yeah, no, it sounds like such a free plug, but it's actually class.
Yeah, like, very good.
I didn't know about it. Do you know what I mean? And, like, you'd go and pay.
But your marketing's terrible.
No, it's not good. We haven't been running 10 years or anything. We actually did recently make the transition from a Monday night, which is a lot harder sell, to the Thursdays. And now we don't know ourselves.
So Thursdays.
Friday Junior, everyone's out, all the corporate girlies, they're looking for something to do ahead of the weekend. So
every Thursday in Whelan's at 8 o'clock.
That is exactly right, Dave.
Nice one. Nice
Dave's
one.
Just sorted your whole marketing campaign in
it's
one
easy.
Quick bit of radio this morning. It was such a good laugh. What a great thing
I
to
I loved
do.
It. It was
Thank
so much
guys.
Fun.
Thanks for having us, Fiona.
Anytime, girl.
Appreciate
Anytime.
It. Come next time,
you
Callum
too,
with you.
Callum.
Rose, Bruno
Mars. Great, actually.
You're on Spin.
Spin's Bully Charge. Recharged.
Bless Cameron Watson and kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the crack?
Good morning. Happy Friday. So you guys have been so welcoming to me, obviously. Thank you so much for showing me where the bathrooms are and like coming to my comedy show and really making me feel welcome. But I feel like that's all going to go out the window after the show today when we have this big corporate company meeting.
Woohoo!
If anyone missed on Wednesday, there's, as I referenced just now, a big corporate company meeting happening across the whole office here, and I've been tasked with doing a speech where, you know, this old lark where you have to just fit in to a speech the most bizarre words. So that's going to be me, my first time kind of meeting everyone, which is perfect.
The great, good thing about this is as well is it's not even just, this meeting doesn't even just go out to the people in this building, because the whole country.
Yeah, it's not just Spin either.
Launch pad into the industry.
There's so many other radio stations that are in different buildings in different counties across Ireland, so you're going to be meeting all of them too.
Thank you. I'm sincerely hoping they all have it on mute, which I would say, like, if any good corporate worker would. But so you texted in on Wednesday with words that you'd like me to fit into my speech.
You need to get the fully charged hazing,
yes,
you know?
No, and
humbling.
I appreciate it. It feels like I'm really part of the family now. So thank you. Well, like, I'll feel like it when I actually pull this off. So we got loads of words and messages in. They sounded a bit like this.
Flabbergasted.
Shamalama ding dong.
Jiminy cricket.
Delulu.
Bunyan.
Scuba bleeding doodin.
They're great. They're so
Scuba bleeding doodin. I'm not looking forward to that. Like, I am not looking forward to all of this, to be honest, at all. I just feel
the
like I'm going to be...
secondhand cringe is going to be intense.
I'm going to be beside you going, yeah. Oh my God. I'm going to get sick.
You better get ready, because scuba bleeding do is actually one of the first words.
Oh, you've got it sorted how you're saying these words.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a small snippet now. There's a few questions that I've had prepared. So I'm just going to do my intro, and then they ask me for an embarrassing moment, as if this whole thing isn't embarrassing enough in itself. They want further humiliation from me.
That should be the last question, and then you could be like, well, my embarrassing moment was actually right now.
It's a prank. Yeah. No, can I do that?
That would be really good.
Yeah. It's all a joke. Okay, very good. Well, I'll intro this now. I'll let you know, and you can tell me if this sounds natural. If you were listening to a speech on Zoom from a random girl who started in the company, would you bat an eyelid at this, or, you know, would you be like, yeah, okay, she's having a menti bee? Yeah. Okay, right. So they'll be like, this is Fiona, blah, blah, blah. I'm scuba bleeding delighted to be here. Ugh. Honestly, every time I arrive into the building, I'm like, am I Delulu? I can't believe I actually work here.
Actually, the words itself are the less cringy thing.
So it's
that
just
sentence.
Me and my personality. Yeah,
like, oh my God, I just can't believe I work here.
I'm sorry. How else am I going to do this? Okay, so then they're going to ask me what's an embarrassing moment. What's the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to me? So, this moment is etched into my brain like a bunion I can't get rid of.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. So before starting on Spin, I told this story on the show on Monday, but in case you missed it, I was working at a dentist before my job at Spin, not doing extractions or root canals or anything. I was doing social media managing. And after I handed in my notice, I'd written up my letter of resignation, all the works. I was, you know, still a loyal employee. I was still working away. I was like, tra-la-la-la-leo, tra-la-la-la-la, you know, posting stories and posts on the work Instagram. One of my jobs I have to do is post before and afters of Invisalign. Here's how your teeth can look after 6 months of Invisalign. And if you want to find out more, just follow this link. All good. So posted one of those. The next day, my colleague gave me a call saying the link that you put in the story did not link to more information about Invisalign. It linked to your letter of resignation. Up on the work Instagram story for 24 hours, as stories tend to be. And I was like, Jiminy Crickets, how do I get out of this?
Wow. That was good.
That was really good. Is that okay?
Really good. Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to preview for now, guys.
Now, the good thing about all this is, because it's a Zoom and we don't care about GDPR, on Tuesday morning show, obviously with the bank holiday on Monday, we are going to get the record of what happens on the Zoom today.
Oh, great.
And you will hear the full speech on Tuesday morning.
Oh, so you have to do it.
After 8 a.m. on Fully Charged.
Yes, okay? Let's relive this.
I won't be here. I'll be dead from cringe.
Okay, perfect. Well, good luck, Fiona.
How do we get that on the... What's the report that you do after you die? Like, died from cringe. Reason for death.
On my tombstone.
Yes. Here's Billie Eilish. This is Birds of a Feather. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Alex Warren, that's Ordinary on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. I have this theory, right, that you only ever go into Tiger if you want to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't go, oh, I need this, I'm going to go into Tiger to see if they have that. You just go into Tiger and go, oh, yeah, I'll have that and I'll have that. It's like a pick and mix, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I went into Tiger and I was just like, just having a look around. And then I came across this giant bag, right?
Oh, hello. Oh,
wow.
And the bag... On the tag, it says surprise bag for adults, right? There was one for kids and there was one for adults. And on the label, it said last chance. So I was like, oh my God, it's my last chance. It was only £4, right? And so basically I said, well,
it's
that'll be...
It's in a lovely looking gift bag.
Yeah.
Lovely bag.
So I thought this would be a nice like thing for the show where I open up a mystery box on the show to see what I got. Now, I don't know what country Tiger's from, but they also... It's like an IKEA. They give you the translation of the word surprise on the bags, which is Overraskelseskulske.
It does sound kind of Swedish.
I love the confidence that you pronounce that
yes,
way.
Yes, absolutely. Lucky Dip or should I empty it all?
I think Lucky Dip.
Because there's something in there that sounds like it could...
Danish, thank you,
like
Callum.
Sounds like it could...
All right, here we go. First thing is a magnetic board.
Dave, you knew that.
I don't really know what
basically,
that is.
Basically, you can write your to-do list on it, and you love writing to-do lists.
But I don't know why it says like magnetic board. Oh, it's like a fridge that you can write on. But, well, it's not a fridge. I don't know why I said fridge. It's
like got a fridge. It's like €4.
It's the same as like a fridge door. It's the same thing as that. So you can write on it, and you can put magnets on it. And you put that on your desk. That's lovely.
Yeah, it's like a little whiteboard.
That's more than £4 already. Like, I'm happy with
that. Money made.
This thing is... it's a weekly planner. God, they really want me to be like a company man. It's a weekly planner.
Adult surprise bags are so boring. Yeah. To-do lists and honestly, weekly planners.
I've got a bowl. I got a cereal bowl.
Cute.
Like the tiniest little cereal bowl ever, which has a little chicken on it.
Ah, yeah, for Easter
themes.
That's
like you could have a few snacks in there for guests, is what it's looking
like. Yes, a bit of popcorn.
I don't know what this is, but I love it. Is it like a bobbin or something? No. I don't know what it is. I think it's some sort of fidgety toy. It feels like a bobbin, but it's so much better.
Can I have a go with that? It feels really satisfying.
Ah, Dave, they saw you coming.
Oh, lovely.
How happy you are.
Essentially a fidget toy. Or in Danish, a fum lelegatoji.
They gave me a brooch with a thumbs up. Love that. It's just to honour my dad's responses to me on text. Appreciate that. And then lastly, in the this was €4, is a pen with a disco ball on the top.
To make your to-do list more fun.
Incredible.
€4, lads. I'm going back to get all the surprise boxes.
I think I'd love if you could, and if you do have time over the weekend to pop back in, get the kids one.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a comparative check of like, you know, what's a surprise for a kid versus what's a surprise for an adult.
Dead right.
Well, there you go, Dave. Happy bleeding days.
So happy.
This is lovely. This fidget spinner thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's fantastic, isn't it?
Hold your head. This is too sweet on Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
What?
That Dave has written down.
Huh?
That Dave has written down.
What? On a Friday?
What's going on? I'm all in a dither.
Crazy.
What's going on? This is a Friday, and welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time! Yay! This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, and purely because Fiona is brand new to this show and she didn't get to play on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's no fun.
We decided, why don't we play with her today?
Yay!
To win up to 5 IMC cinema passes.
For me?
Yes, just for you. You could go to the cinema 5 times.
I will have to because I have no friends. No one to bring. Not sure about you guys.
So you can share it around if you wish. You know, you could bring us if you wanted to. But that would be pointless.
Are you pushing that one, Dave?
We can get the cinema passes for free. Well, we want, you know what I mean?
We just rob him from Callum's
store. So Fiona, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing. I know you heard the game on Wednesday, but I'm going to explain it to you one more time.
Thank you.
This is the game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like, name a Harry Potter character. You'll hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep. If you say Ron and I have Ron written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC cinema pass. 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you will also lose.
Now, Fiona, I have to say, just from the experience I had of playing this game in the early days, the adrenaline gets really high and the heart rate goes up quite a lot. So just be careful. Yeah, and I already have FOMO that I'm not taking part today.
Oh, you can kind of give it telepathically. We're so in sync already. So just telepathically give me the names of stuff.
Cool. They do say that about when women work together, they sync up.
That's something different,
wow,
but
Dave,
okay.
Dave, you really understand.
All right, here we go, Fiona. Are you ready for round one?
I think so.
I made it a little bit more difficult for you than I would for our listener because I don't want to give you five I'm seasonal passes. I think that's a bit insane.
Oh, right. Okay. That's good. Thank you, Dave.
Round one, name an American singer.
Ooh.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh.
Interesting.
Legend.
I see how this game is going to go. I have written down Beyonce.
Oh, yay. You have. Fiona, would you like to play on for a chance to win two IMC Cinema passes?
I'll play on.
Nice one.
Fiona, please name a Disney Pixar movie.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, this worries me. Fiona, he's a big fan of that.
Oh, no, really? Oh.
And I have written down.
No.
Up.
Oh, thank the Lord.
I'm just going to meet teeth. Do we remember Monsters, Inc. cereal, by the way? We can talk about it later.
Oh, God.
I do not.
Would you like to move on to round three, Fiona?
Yes, I'm feeling good.
All right, here we go. It's where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Round three, name a fizzy drink.
Club Orange. Oh, sorry.
Club Orange.
Club Orange. And so, sticking with the theme from the last question, I went for seven up.
Okay, oh, very good.
Because
nice.
I thought I'd get
very
up in your head, so yeah. I thought you'd say seven up.
You thought wrong.
I did think wrong. All right, well.
Okay, Fiona, would you like to play on for potentially four IMC Cinema passes this morning?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, brave thing, you.
I'm a legend.
Here we go, round four. Fiona, name any radio station.
News Talk.
Where I belong.
And I have written down.
Oh, come on.
Spin.
Yay! Well done. Okay, Fiona, final round. It gets really tough here. Are you ready to keep going?
Mm-hmm. I want to go.
Referee, I would like to change the question.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Oh. Well, then it's boring. Because she's too good at this game.
Okay.
Finally, something I'm good at.
Here. Round five. Name a season.
Autumn.
Autumn. Also known as fall. Mm. And I have written down spring.
Oh. Yay! You did it, baby! Callum.
I have to do something very important right now.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what this is.
Where does it end?
Can I go to question number one, please?
Question number one. Name an American singer.
And you said...
She's not Canadian, is she?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, don't do it to me.
Come on.
You lose. Don't say the same thing what Dave has written down if you give an incorrect answer. Carly Rae Jepsen is from British Columbia, Canada.
Oh! You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh, after all of that.
The Canadians.
I thought you were being clever.
I did.
Going Carly Rae Jepsen.
I honestly did. We were like, well done.
That's good.
Well,
the Canadians found.
Well done, producer Callum.
Oh. Can't take credit for that. That came from our boss, Nick.
Nick.
Oh, he wouldn't even let you away with this.
Why are you trying to
get back the cinema passes now, please?
Okay,
thank you.
Here you go. I'll physically hand them. They were in my bra. To the
angels. Guys, I've got a little... plague in the back of my head, and I know, God, you've nothing to be worried about. And I think it's just because I turned 30.
Emma, your feelings are valid. Your worries are valid.
Thank you, Dave.
There's a place for you here.
Thank you, Dave.
What is it?
My Tell painter us. Broke my Hoover. Right, so he was obviously hoovering up all the crappy paint over the last few days. We had a painter in for the last while. And the Hoover is the landlord's responsibility. It's something that he provides. So he took the Hoover away yesterday to go fix it. But he's not going to return it, I know him, till next week. And I have visitors this evening.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm going to have to go home and sweep the carpet.
Oh, my God.
And it's really stressing me out.
Do you know what? As I said, your feelings are valid. That is awful.
Do you want me to buzz my Henry the Hoover out to you? I'll pimp him out like a little. I will. Because I don't want you to go, oh my God, and it's the best thing I've ever
gotten. If I had a... I swear, this is me hitting 30, but if I had a Henry, I wouldn't give a... anyone. It'll be just mine.
But when his eyes are looking up at me and he's like, I want to help more people. I want to be in more homes. I would lend him to you, Emma, honestly. Because
Fiona, the trust that we've developed in 4 days that you would lend me your Henry.
Let's do it. Let's do this together. Let's raise this animate Hoover as a family.
Thank you, Fiona.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
I'm trying to pinpoint when it happened. I think it was 5 days ago. This show got really weird.
It's just gone half seven.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Station.
Hello and kind of welcome to the weekend-ish, a little bit, nearly there.
What do you mean? It's Friday.
I know, but people have to work, don't they?
Do they? On a Friday?
No. Well, you've got that Friday feeling.
I suppose you do, yeah. Oh, guys, why do I always embarrass myself? So
oh,
basically,
God, what did you do now? Because if Emma embarrasses herself all the time, but she doesn't notice. So when she actually notices, you know it's bad.
It's damn, just other people are embarrassed for her.
The last time she was embarrassed was when she was in the Olympia, and it was a really, really quiet moment. The artist was like, please, everyone be quiet while I do this. And then he sang a song, and Emma just went, woo! She was the only one.
Why are you bringing up past traumas?
Because that was when she last noticed it. So if she says it's embarrassing, it must be really embarrassing.
And that time, Fiona, someone in the crowd went, Emma.
Stop.
Isn't that terrible? Really bad. Anyway, basically, I'm in a boxing academy for the last, whatever, since last summer. And I got a message from them on Instagram. They're like, everyone's so standard. They're like, we do like kind of a video on Instagram. We kind of spotlight some members every now and again. Would you do it with us? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, not a big deal. It takes 2 seconds in the middle of the class just to run over and do a bit of pad work. And then they ask you to answer a few questions, right? So it was like, you know, asking you, why did you join? You know, they're called Heiden Boxing Academy. Why did you join? And I was like, oh, sure, to lose a few pounds, you know, whatever the usual. And it was like, and when did you join? And blah, blah, blah. And obviously you're like, you know, yeah, I do enjoy it. But I wrote, Asher, I'm absolutely hooked, right? In the mix of like loads of questions. And the video went up yesterday. And they've taken the quote and made it like still on the image at the start. So it just goes, spotlight member Emma Nolan, I'm absolutely hooked.
I don't know why you think that's embarrassing. That's quite a normal thing.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going around even thinking about
and
it.
And you know what? When I read it and I saw it pop up, I was like, yeah, I could hear Emma say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know, do you ever find like sometimes when a particular quote is taken and put first, you're like,
yes.
Oh, why am I so embarrassing?
Is this, I wonder, yeah, all over again when I did that radio interview and I said the words, oh, I wonder, yeah. No. And the girls like took that and used that on the show for months after.
David Hammond wonders about.
Yeah. We took it and we slowed it down and it's like this. Every time I hear Dave say, I wonder now, I just go, I wonder,
yeah. Is it one of those?
Yeah.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Recharged.
Raven Lynae and Love Me Not on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Fully Charged. Hope you're good this morning.
I'm excited. Welcome to the best part of this show today.
Oh my God, the self-indulgence is
words.
This is the new home of Dave Ranks. If you have never heard of Dave Ranks, this is where I rank some of my favourite things. In the past, I've done things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs or my favourite transition sounds from Hannah Montana. Well, it's a big week this week. This week, we are ranking this. Welcome all. Welcome one.
Yay!
Welcome to Dave Ranks Disney Movies. But there's a little bit of a stipulation.
Good stuff.
Dave Ranks Disney Movies where the main character isn't a human.
Okay.
I love it. There are many subgenres.
Okay. There has to be...
Sorry, just explain that again. Dave Ranks...
Disney Movies where the main character is not a human.
Okay.
It has a good ring to it.
So there's too many Disney movies.
Your Netflix
category. We need to be niche with this. Mm-hmm. All right. And so what I've done is I've taken some of my favourite movies and my favourite songs from said movies and I've ranked them from 5 all the way down to 1. Starting in 5th position, and sometimes when I start at 5th position, I think this is the worst. However, I do not think this is the worst song. I think this is just the 5th best song.
Great.
It is from the movie Oliver and Company.
Ooh.
Which is a movie about a cat and a dog based off Oliver Twist, kind of. The song in fifth place is Why Should I Worry?
Why should I worry? Woo! Why should I care? I may not have a dime.
Woo!
But I got three sapphire. Why should I worry?
Two. Anybody?
Sounds like he really has no worries.
He doesn't have a single worry at all, Fiona.
Good luck.
And neither should you while listening to this. So that was in fifth place, Oliver and Company. It's a kind of a niche movie.
Cool.
Some of them you will know, some of them I'm presuming you won't, much like Oliver and Company. In fourth place, we're going to Lilo and Stitchland, also known as a Hawaiian roller coaster ride.
There's no place for it to be. Lingering in the ocean blue. At touch of the sunset beyond the horizon.
So are you saying that Stitch is the main character in Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah,
Stitch
yeah.
is definitely Stitch. And the reason I didn't say animal is because Stitch is an alien.
No, that's fair.
Experiment 626, if you will.
Ooh.
So that is the top 5, 4 and 3. We are on to number 2. Is there maybe
we're
a...
We're on to number 3,
are
Darren.
We on to number 3?
Don't
oh
be
my
skipping
God.
Ahead on Dave Rags.
This is fantastic. That was only 5 and 4. That was only 5 and 4. Wait till you hear number 3. It's from The Lion King and it's this.
Oh. I just can't wait.
That is a wild choice.
No one's saying do this.
Now when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What do you mean?
No one's saying stop that.
What you don't
no
realize?
One's saying be here.
Now see here.
Explain yourselves immediately how you are not absolutely unbelievably buzzing that that is in third spot.
I'm obsessed with that song. I
great
love
tune.
It.
I'm just interested to see what comes after because that is pretty up there.
Do you think that's the best song?
I don't know if that. Well, this is not my ranking game, but you know, I'm just curious.
All right, we've had
critique yours.
We've had 5. Why should I worry? We've had 4 Hawaiian roller coaster ride. We've had 3. I just can't wait to be king. In second place. Oh, this is an exciting one. This is from a movie that I have actually never seen. However, the song for said movie is by the artist Phil Collins. The movie is Brother Bear, and the song is Tell Everybody. Second place, well done.
Absolutely.
Are you saying well done to yourself?
Well done to me. The reason I'm doing that is because people are going to hate me. Because number one, on Dave Rank's Disney movies where the main character isn't a human, is from the Goofy movie.
Yes. Love.
Where there is an artist.
Are we even going to know this? You're too niche.
There is an artist called Powerline. And he sings a song called Eye to Eye.
If we listen to each other's eyes, we never too far apart, and maybe love is a reason.
I've never seen Dave happier.
First time ever seeing it eye to eye.
Oh, come on!
It's a great song with a great message.
It really is.
Under the sea.
No, but that's the Little Mermaid. She's a person.
She's a mermaid.
She's still a person when she comes onto land. That's ridiculous. So, there you go.
Good point.
In fifth place, Why Should I Worry? Fourth place, Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. Third place, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Second place, Tell Everybody, I'm on my way. And first place from the Goofy movie is Eye to Eye. I will not hear any different. It's the best song they have ever produced. And they left it for the Goofy movie.
It's great.
So bizarre. So, thoughts?
I think that is an absolutely unhinged list. And I support your creative journey.
Thank
and what you.
You
personally enjoy. But I do think you're going to be rinsed.
Not at all.
People He's constantly
are
rinsed.
Surely people are
right.
loving this.
I'm wild. Not.
I just can't wait.
Oh, kind of works with Dave McCray. Who
yes.
A little bit.
Just gone 8:15. We're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Sports Car. Kygo, Ava Max, and whatever on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Lads, I'm actually like so annoyed and raging about how much press this Mammy Pig is getting at the moment.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
Grinds my gears. Mammy Pig of Peppa Pig fame, yeah, you know her.
Yeah, the animated character.
The animated character. You might remember a few months ago, she popped on Good Morning Britain, and the poor host that morning had to do like a serious interview with an animated character.
Oh, no.
And she announced her pregnancy. Do you remember this? It was off.
We've been a buzz in the studio all morning because we hear you have a very exciting announcement.
Our family is getting even bigger because we're having another baby.
I mean, wow. Just tell us the ratings are low without telling us the ratings are
low. Open the schools. Like, who is doing the research for that show?
Like, what? Honestly, it just
upsets
me.
You've got Mummy Pig now on in a few minutes.
But you know what you also have? Like, people who are journalists.
Yeah.
Who have to deal with this. It's malarkey.
He's like, I have a degree.
Honestly.
I went to college.
I've got other really important stuff I could be dealing with right now. Anyway, that was only the tip of the iceberg because it's just been ongoing and ongoing. And the heightening of it is big at the moment because they just dropped new episodes, I think, yesterday, showing how the kids, as in Peppa and George, are preparing for the new baby and all the rest.
In what world, relating to Peppa Pig, do we say dropped new episodes? Like, where's the plot? Like, who's waiting to see what happens? Like, that's just not right.
She was talking. There was a big gender reveal party.
Oh, stop.
They were all dressed up and all.
Really?
At London's Battersea Power Station. And, like,
I
this
love
is
Battersea
a, like,
Power Station. What the hell are Peppa and the fam doing there?
That's disappointing.
An iconic building was lit pink to celebrate all this. The PR is off the charts. And Mummy Pig went on and did an in-depth interview with Grazia magazine. Like, so help me, I can't cope. She went on to describe Daddy Pig as a supportive partner, praising his kindness and his humour and his commitment to Team Pig. They haven't chosen a name for the baby. I can't believe me saying these words. I'm sorry.
So Peppa's getting a new sister, is she?
Yeah.
Sorry, but what's going on? What's behind this? Is she going to, like, reveal herself as, like, a spokesperson for the Tories or something? Because why is there so much?
Oh, Peppa Pig's family are definitely conservative.
Definitely. Oh, 100%.
She's even been talking about her pregnancy cravings, saying peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. Don't knock it till you try
it.
All the pregnant ladies. She's been putting out these like messages to support mothers who are pregnant at the moment.
Mummy Pig. Actually, people are dying. Like, what is
going
on? Quite
honestly, people are dying.
And do you know when, like, women talk about when you're trying to get pregnant and it just seems like everyone is pregnant around you? Another pregnancy announcement on Instagram and, like, it's always painful. And now it's Mummy Pig.
Yeah.
But aren't
you
happy?
You can't mute it because it's coming at you from every news
aren't
source.
Aren't we happy that Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig are still very much in love?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, aren't, I feel like you aren't really kind of thinking about the positive.
I really want to picture cartoon pigs doing that.
Okay, listen, here we go. I just think the biggest travesty of all of the above, and like much more important than anything that we've mentioned already, is the fact that if we were to do an in-depth interview with any fictional character, there are others I would love to hear about, such as, in first place, Marge Simpson. Give me a tell-all interview with the New York Times. I want to hear it all. Reveal what it's like living with Homer for all these years. I'd love a quote like, he's eight.
Go on, do it. Okay. Go on. With your chest.
He's ruined... sugar. Hey, Amy. He's
really
ruined
good.
Holidays. He's nearly burned the house down with a toaster. He's embarrassed me more in public more times than I could count. I've lost it.
It's the only thing she can do. It's the only accent and impression she can do.
I'm impressed. That
and he let
incredible.
Her son keep an elephant in the house. Yes, I lost it. Sorry, I should have practiced beforehand.
To be fair, Marge's voice has changed, so that's kind of what she sounds like now.
Fair
anyway.
Enough, thanks. Yeah, because she's like 60. I'm 30, thanks. Do you remember James and Jesse from Pokemon? I was such a Pokemon stan.
They were
Team
like,
Rocket. Trouble.
They
double
were the
trouble.
Villains, right?
Yes. Meowth.
Yes, Meowth. Let's hear from him.
I'd like to hear from him in particular because Jesse was very much the dominant one there. And there was definitely qualities to James that I had empathy for when I was 7. I was like, Jesse has him way too much under her thumb. So I'd imagine now I'd love to see what he's up to. A little documentary about Jesse, how he's opened a garden centre in Coolock.
Yes.
Because he was really into his plants, I think, at the time. He used to really love the floral and fauna around, not just the Pokemon. Yeah. And finally,
prepare for trouble and make it double.
Ooh.
Luna. Do you remember that babe? The moon
in the big blue house?
Oh, I'd say she's seen some stuff.
She sure has. She was this girl.
Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. Because now it's time to go.
All right, that's a stunning voice.
She's beautiful. I'd love to see what she's up to today and kind of being, can people get off me, please? Stop landing on me. Like, I get it, space is exciting, but all this moon tourism's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Please keep Katy Perry away from me. She was trying there a minute. Don't get her too excited. Don't waste all your time on Mammy Pig, is what I'm saying, guys.
Okay, 100%. Very good. I'd like a full in-depth interview with Basil Brush. Remember Basil Brush?
I can't say I do.
He's the little fox. He was on CBBC.
He was sound, Basil, yeah. Hi, yeah. Callum.
His catchphrase where he just went, ah, ha, 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 boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were the two on the den again?
Zig and Zag.
Zig and Zag, or Socky and Dustin.
Socky, I'd like to hear from. Dustin's got loads of airtime. Yeah. What about Socky? How did he put up with bully Dustin for all these years, you know?
That's true.
And he was always the calm and refreshing
Socky
one on
screen. Socky was definitely Kulshi, wasn't he?
And oh, did Dustin really smell like an old bird?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Get on it, RTA. Recharged. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Morning. Very excited to announce Spin is going to be live from Wellfest May 10th and 11th. That's coming very, very soon. That's like
next weekend.
Next weekend. It's literally Saturday and Sunday. Wellfest is Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival, and we're joining forces with FlyFit to provide those tunes from Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire. And Fiona, I don't know if you've seen them DJ yet, but they're class. So, so good. Spinnies are going to be there as well with tons of giveaways as two.
So we've prepared tickets to give away and a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership. On to give our little game a go this morning are both Jordan and Sam. Jordan, what are you up to this morning?
Just doing a bit of walk after dropping the baby to creche.
Oh, very what age good. Is the baby?
How old? Three.
Three. Don't they have to be like one to go to creche or something?
He was there since he was 6 months, so we are blessed, we were, yeah.
Nice one. Nice.
Very like advanced.
Him. All right, stay there, Jordan. We also have Sam on the phone. Sam, what's the story with you for the day?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's the crack? What are you doing? Are you off to work? Are you chilling for the day? What's happening?
No, I work in the afternoon.
Oh, do you?
So
okay.
My daughter's getting ready now to go to Punchestown today. So all excitement in the house. Yeah.
My dad is currently there, and for some reason he's wearing a leather jacket. I don't know why. It's a new jacket that he's trying out. So if she sees a man in a leather jacket, it's probably my dad, Sam. But tell her to enjoy it.
All right, guys, let's figure out how this is going to work. Okay.
Yes, Sam and Jordan. Very simple game. We have 10 gym doors in front of us. Behind 9 of them is nothing. The gym is closed. But behind 1 of the doors is a very busy gym. You'll take turns to open a door. The person who finds the open gym wins those Wellfest tickets and the FlyFit membership.
Nice one.
So after a long week, the brain power is minimal here. It's a guessing game. All
guessing
right.
game. Perfect. Pick a number between 1 and 10. Your favourite number, perhaps. Your lucky number. Or don't let me tell you how to play the game. We'll go with Jordan first.
6.
Very good.
Nothing different, Jordan. What do you think, Sam?
7.
Ooh. 7. Lucky number 7. Wasn't to be. Jordan, back to you.
2.
Oh,
it's going to be one of those games, isn't it?
Sam, you're up.
5.
Oh. Not there either. Jordan, we still have 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, and 10.
8.
There it is.
Oh, thank God. Jordan, you found the gym. Sam, I'm sorry. Commiserations. Have a great day, though.
No bother. Thank
daughter
you.
To keep an eye out for Dave's dad's job.
Yeah, the cool guy. Yeah. Good luck,
see you
Sam.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Jordan, would you have been going to Wellfest anyway, or now do you have to change your plans?
No, I have to change my plans.
Okay. Oh, very good. Jordan, congratulations. Those Wellfest tickets are yours, and a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well.
Brilliant. Delighted. Thanks so much.
We love it. You've dropped the baby. You're doing your work. You've got your Wellfest tickets. What a start to the weekend.
What a great Friday.
Perfect. You are very good. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan, have a great one. Bye-bye.
This morning on the show, I'm looking to find out how much did you spend on your wedding dress, or how much did your partner spend on their wedding dress? Did you see the figure on the bank account or see the receipt and be like, what the frick? Just interested to know. Basically, you've been getting to know me this week. You might have been listening in thinking, I'd love to make an honest woman out of you. Thinking of maybe sliding into the DMs and seeing my chance. But unfortunately, sorry everyone, sorry people of Dublin, I am taken. I'm actually engaged to my partner Dwayne. Nearly 10 years we're together, so Irish men famously are in no rush.
I didn't know this. I wouldn't have suggested her for the show if I knew this.
I know, exactly.
Dave
you were
was just trying to get
little,
with you.
A little rocket.
Yeah, a little rocket.
No, I'm an old, worn down hag.
yeah, right.
Yeah, soon it will be happening. We're planning the wedding for later this year, and I'm trying to keep it low key. I'm not looking to have a big faff. And
you're just talking about it on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, all right, well, we need content. I mean, it was not my choice to reveal my life, but here we go. I'm not trying to spend the maximum amount of money possible. I remember when I was helping my sister look for her wedding dress, and my mom was like, you know, there'd just be like sample sales at wedding dress shops up and down the country. If you see the brand of a dress you like, it might be available at this sale. And she said, please don't mention my wedding dress with the word sale in the same sentence ever again. So some people aren't looking to save any money. I'm just not looking to unnecessarily spend.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking today, how much did you spend on your wedding dress? If you want to get involved, please send a voice note 0877 11 1038.
Now standing by already there is Sharon. Sharon, can you tell us how much you spent on your wedding dress?
I spent 800 on the dress itself.
Ooh. Oh, okay. That's good going. That's compared to
but
what you hear.
Everything now together was 1300.
Okay. With the alterations, you're throwing on another 5 on there.
Oh, I thought you meant like the veil.
I thought it might have been you splashed out on the shoes, because I know some people do that if they get their dress out of. I mean, it's crazy saying 800 euro is a bargain, but just people are spending thousands.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, Sharon, your profile picture is your dress, and it's absolutely bleeding gorgeous. Come over here and have a look, Fiona.
I'm coming over.
Come on over here now. It's kind of a bandeau off the shoulder. The skirt on it is very flowy. Isn't that lovely?
God, you're great with these buzzwords, Emma.
We love the off the shoulder moment.
Yeah, we do love the off the shoulder moment.
Sharon, that's stunning.
And it had pockets.
Oh.
Now that pays for itself. Yeah. Thank you for knowing how important that info is to include.
I went in looking for pockets to the dress shop.
Oh, did you? Well, dead right. Yeah. And would you? Is it possible to get them sewn in if not?
I don't think so.
You know, what did you have in your pocket?
I had my grandparents gave me a coin.
That's
for my wedding day, and
that's
I put it in my pocket.
I
was
going to
say your leap card in case you change.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon. Now, the plot thickens. I have actually been looking online and I have purchased a wedding dress.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And I may have it in studio today.
Oh.
What? Now,
How do you hide a wedding dress?
It's in a tote bag, which will probably indicate I'm not wearing this wedding dress. I saw it online. I'll reveal how much it was. But yeah. Coming up, I will
reveal all. Yeah.
In the meantime, I love the fact that we all went, oh, when Sharon told us about the coin that her grandparents gave her, but it could be 2 euro.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Just in their wedding dress.
It could be, just in case.
That's for your bus home now.
Yeah, in case. Or if she wants to buy a packet of chewing gum, feeling fresh for the day.
In the meantime, do let us know if maybe your partner, maybe it's your partner bought the wedding dress, or maybe it was you. How much did you spend on it? Get your voice notes over 087 711 1038.
Recharged. How much did you spend on your wedding dress? How much did your partner spend on your wedding dress? I know it's one of the most expensive things you might ever buy for some, or you might get a bargain. I'm asking because I bought a wedding dress recently on Etsy. Now, I'm not going to wear it, but...
Etsy?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Well, Etsy's where you get loads of cool...
No, sorry, I've heard of Etsy.
You might buy a homemade cushion cover.
Buying your wedding dress on Etsy is like buying your house on eBay, I feel like.
It just makes Fiona even cooler to me, to be honest.
Girl, thank you. Well, you won't be saying you're cool when you see the dress, which I do have with me in studio. But I'm going to reveal how much it cost in a second.
Okay. In the meantime, we've been asking this morning how much you spent on your wedding dress, and Leonie was on.
Myself and my partner Lisa got married actually 2 months ago today in Tenerife. We got our dresses from one of the pop-up shops that does go across the country. We got the air one in the Green Isle Hotel there. I spent 900 on mine, and I think hers was about 12.
Wow.
12 euro. Wow.
It's getting up there.
But that's the thing as well, when there's two dresses involved in the mix, that's where you're getting real spenny.
Yeah.
Because normally, like, how much is a tux normally?
Dwayne will be buying his in Dunn's. So I'm hoping
two wedding
50
dresses.
Quid.
Yeah, okay. Also there this morning is Katie. How much did you spend on yours?
2,000. Just under 2,000 euro.
Wow.
Under 2,000 euro. Oh my God.
Is that how much the cost?
I hear 2 grand a lot. Katie, do you get that made or did you buy it, or what was the crack there?
So I like bought it and then like had like adjustments and made and like things added to it and stuff, yeah.
And do you still have it, Katie?
Yeah, even though I'll never wear it again because I won't fit into it again. But
but that's the thing afterwards as well. It's like, do I sell it, make a few quid, or do I keep it like for sentimental reasons? I'm just asking because I'm getting married later this year. It's a bit of a last minute affair. I'm trying not to do too much planning, if at all possible. I'm looking to spend like as little on my dress as possible. And yeah, I ordered one online for... it was 60 quid actually, and I'm like, what's acceptable to spend? Like, can I get this off ASOS? Can I get it off Depop? Like, will it be obvious? But I suppose, 2 grand, maybe I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet. I don't know.
Well, my friend's getting married next year, and she's gone like like vintage shopping for it.
Yeah.
And so I think she's only spent like a couple of hundred.
Nice one.
Like
okay.
Maybe 300 or 400. Yeah.
Listen, once you're feeling good, that's all that matters.
It just depends what you want. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Katie. I feel better.
Katie, have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye. I meant to say, one of the girls I know bought her wedding dress in the AliExpress and it was absolutely lovely on her.
Was it really?
It was absolutely gorgeous on her, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I was concerned. Here's my dress here and I'm like, is it a red flag how much plastic it's wrapped in? And that it was scrumpled up into a tiny ball. Now, when you see this, I need to explain my vision. I am looking for a vintage look, but this one actually does look like a Halloween costume.
Oh,
it
no.
Kind of looks like that what Marge wore when she was coming down the stairs. Now, it fits perfectly, so it's
60
annoying.
Quid you spent on this dress.
It was.
I can't believe there's a wedding dress in the studio. Guys, the show.
It looks lovely.
Oh my God, Fiona, that's
don't
beautiful.
Lie,
so I was expecting like something crap. That's quite nice.
What we're going to do is we're going to get this up on Instagram right now, okay? It'll be in our story at official spin 1038.
Have so
a look.
White.
See what you think. She says it fits her like a glove. It only costs her 60 quid.
Why
she's trying not to
back?
Spend that much money.
It doesn't look great.
I think it looks really nice.
Gorgeous. But if you're tanned on, girl, you
it
can't.
It looks a bit like I'm in a play.
Listen, you have a look on our Instagram. Get voting. Should she consider wearing the 60 euro dress, or do you think it looks like a Halloween costume?
Or we're heading out for a drink later. Will I wear it there? 087,
or sorry, not 0877 in this case. Have a look on our Insta at official spin 103. Get voting. You know what, girl? You get yourself a good bargain here.
I tell you.
Fiona just revealed that she is engaged and she bought a wedding dress for 60 euro on Etsy. I think it's gorgeous. Have a look on her story on official spin 103.8. Carl was in touch on the back of all this and he says the prices on these things just go up and up and up.
Morning, guys. My wife spent, I think it was 18 or 1900 euro on the dress, but then she put a veil on, which was 550, and then a little small pearl beaded belt that was like 250.
Wow.
So it all depends. And she got hers in swords.
And she got hers in swords. Okay.
I like the detail that Carl has, a little small pearl beaded belt. That is beautiful.
And what was the dress like? Well, she got it in swords.
The romantic
say that again there, Fiona.
The romantic capital of Ireland. Swords.
The city of love. 1038.
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the crack?
What's going on, lads? There was absolute chaos in the snooker yesterday, right? Like, part of the table broke when someone accidentally hit it, but the main thing that everyone was talking about was during Ronnie O'Sullivan and Zhao Jingtong's semi-final, right, was the referee's stomach was a little bit dodgy.
No way.
And you could hear it through the microphone.
No.
And it's disgusting. So I need you to hear it. Like, wait, like, so it's a quiet snooker hall and all you hear is this. Wait for it.
Oh my God.
I obviously boosted that audio like to make it much louder.
For us,
but like that's what like, so as soon as he does, you can hear the noise. The referee holds his stomach and goes, oh crap. If he didn't do any of that, no one would have known who it was.
People would have just thought there was some kind of a weird insect
and
that making
that's
way
not
in.
Really a, you know what I mean, oh, I've had I have a sore stomach thing.
That's like you need to get to the
that's,
toilet
I need,
quick.
You need to go now.
Something's happening in there.
One sec there now. God, don't use the toilet after him for a long time. Listen, it's Friday. And it's time for one more tune, the maiden voyage of one more tune for our Fiona Frawley.
Ooh,
essentially,
yeah.
What happens here once a week is we all pick a song and we all have our different tastes in music, and it's a great opportunity to showcase that. And look, you vote for the song that you want to close the show and launch the weekend, all right? Simple as that, really.
It is. Now, I have gone for, like, I go usually for, like, emo bands. You know,
I love it, like,
goes
R&B,
for, like,
kind
R&B,
of,
yeah.
Or just kind of a nightclub band.
Do you have a genre?
My genre is mostly women. Wouldn't be many men.
Great.
On my Spotify.
Okay.
For 500 euro, can you name a man? No. So that's probably what I'll be bringing to the show.
Okay. So girly pop kind of?
Yeah,
okay,
a bit of girly pop.
All right. This week, I've gone for this. That is Turn turn the music louder. Producer Callum sent me a link to this during the week and I thought that is absolutely class. It's a Tiny Tempa on that with Katie B. If you want to hear it in full, it's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I'm fully aware this song is not going to win, but I like it, so I'm going to go with this. I wish that I could wake up with Five Seconds of Summer. The song is called Amnesia. A gorgeous tune. A little bit soft for a weekend, but I like it. I really, really like it.
Bopping away.
And
somewhere.
If you like it as well, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
She's up. What's your vibe, Dave? What's her vibe, Dave? What's her vibe?
I don't think anyone's going to be hugely shocked. I've gone for this. And scream and shout. And we say,
Now, rocking with Will I Am in Britney.
Oh, okay. I had to have a bit more Britney representation on the show. I did wear my Britney Spears t-shirt on Wednesday and I'm just trying to infiltrate in any way I can. That is Scream and Shout, Will I Am, and the one and only Britney Spears. If you want to hear that on the radio today, Fiona, I nearly forgot my own name there, in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, class. I have gone for Turn the Music Louder. That is Tiny Tempa and Katie B. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for 5 Seconds of Summer and Amnesia. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Scream and Shout, Will I Am, and Britney Spears. That is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Get your votes in now. The song to close the show. What's it going to be? It's up to you.
All right, so last week we were obviously off before the start of the new show, and the biggest news that happened was the Pope died, RIP, love him. But we decided, why don't we create our own show Pope? Because we found out that actually anyone could be Pope. You don't even have to be a cardinale. You can just be a normal person and you can get elected as Pope.
You don't even have to have read the Bible or anything.
You could just, it just seems to be anyone can be actually elected. So that is what we did, and we elected Pope Fiona on the show, our new show Pope. Callum gave you a little bit of a task to create the very first sermon of Emma, Dave and Fiona. How did it go?
He did, bless you, Callum. And thank you, Dave, for preempting this with literally anyone can be Pope.
Even Fiona.
So, yes, I have been busy beavering away, connecting to my inner saint. And hopefully this makes my main guy, Jesus, proud. So,
J-Dog.
J-Dog, this one's for you. I guess let's just, should we just get into it?
Yes, please.
This is a letter from Saint Fiona to the Spinians. The Corinthians get everything, don't they?
Yeah.
My children, do unto one another as you would do to yourself. Mm-hmm. Let ye not sit beside someone on the bus if there's another empty seat free, in accordance with the scripture. Stop sharing your running stats. Jesus literally carried a cross he was going to be crucified on up a hill and he didn't go on about it. Even though I think we can all agree, he looked incredible at the top.
Ripped.
Stripped of his garments at the 10th station of the cross. I'd say he bloody was, girls. He served his Father in heaven and then he just plain served. Glory be to God. Unless you're as shredded as the Son of God, be humble. Love thy neighbour, even if they do start hoovering and aggressively rearranging their pots and pans every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. On that note, my children, I see you're all obsessed with protein at the moment. Or as we say in the Vatican, gains?
Gains.
If you really want to hit your target, join me at communion for the most superior protein source you could ask for. The literal body and blood of the Lord.
My God, thank God the blasphemy rules are gone.
Oh, you're so hungry you could eat Jesus Christ? Prove it. If I see another fake fan, casual Christian, only rocking up to the house of God for midnight mass, well, realistically, I won't do anything because I'm the Pope and it doesn't really suit the brand to be confrontational. But I will quietly judge you and talk about you with the lads down at the Vatican.
This is a prayer.
God in heaven, we pray for Emma, that she might feel emboldened to wear her hairy runners every day without persecution.
Mwah.
We pray for Mr. David Hammond. Give him the strength to do 2 Instagram dumps in 1 week. Mm. I know Peter, Paul and all the rest of the lads are only dying for a creep. Also, we pray for Callum. Grant him the power of forgiveness for when I inevitably make an irreparable mistake on this show. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
All right, this one for the plane nerds, because I know there's loads of you out there. You know when you're driving, like, say, around St. Margaret's or whatever, and you just see all the people lined up on the side of the road looking at the planes taking off and stuff like that. To be fair, I'd actually love to do that.
Yeah. A great date spot.
Yeah, actually quite good if the two of you like planes and stuff like that. But
No, I'm just thinking of, it's where Nage used to go to have his affair. Great date spot.
Top tier. But the world, so this is for the plane nerds, the world's biggest plane is basically about to take to the skies in 2030. It's going to be transporting an enormous cargo, and it's genuinely a colossal thing. Like, it's huge. It's going to be able to carry 12 times more than a Boeing 747.
Ooh, that's
plane,
very heavy.
And has one very specific purpose. Basically, its main design feature is that it can carry wind turbine blades.
Wow.
So, you know, like the actual kind of wind turbine from like a windmill.
Yeah.
It can carry them. Like, because they're really, really hard to transport, basically.
So at the moment, I suppose they're shipped, are they?
I actually don't even know how they're transported.
Yeah, maybe just manufactured in each country or whatever. Yeah.
So the length of this thing is 356 feet, which is longer than the pitch at Wembley. That's how big the plane is.
Where would you even land that thing in Dublin Airport?
It's unbelievable. Apparently, they've made it so you can like land it on mud and stuff like that. Like, really? It's supposed to be a really, really high-tech plane, right? The height of it is 79 feet. The max load is 73 tons. The only problem with this plane is that they've named it Skytanic.
Oh, no, they haven't, Dave.
Skytanic.
Sorry, the negative connotations immediately.
Literally huge negative connotations.
We've got a huge, big new thing that can travel around the world.
There was the biggest ship in the world at the time called Titanic, and that is the biggest plane in the world. They call it Skytanic. I hope there's no Skysbergs up there.
Bloody hope there isn't either.
So I was coming up with some other names for some other vehicles. You know, when vehicles like, say, like boats and things like that are named, and like
sometimes
trains.
After a lady, you'd notice, yeah.
Trains are named, and planes are named, and cars are named as well, of course. So I've come up with some terrible names for certain vehicles. Thank we'll you. Start off with boats. Drowny McDrown Face. Obviously, there being the massive competition of Name the Boat in England, and the winner was Boaty McBoatface. Mm. I think a terrible name would be Drowny McDrown Face.
Very good.
The SS Unsinkable, I think, starts off with negative connotations because I feel like it's definitely going to sink if you call it that. The Jack and Rose.
Oh, I love that.
It's nice.
I would be on there.
Yeah, but it's also really bad.
The door.
Is there a door?
So for planes, I thought of this at 6:15 in the morning, and I thought it was funny, and now I kind of regret it.
Just put your chest behind it. You're all right.
The Cloud Coffin.
Oh, ooh.
That's very grim. Jeez.
Yeah, it's quite grim. Okay. How about this one? The Wing and a Prayer.
Brilliant. You brought it back. Fabulous.
Okay, how about some name for the trains?
Oh, yeah.
The Derailleur.
Oh, cool. That's very good.
Cool name. Really don't want that to happen.
No, please no.
The Choo Choo Choose Wisely. Because you know when you go and you pick your seat in a train and there's always someone's name above you. And it, like, you know, on that little digital screen, and you're like, it'll be fine. Surely they won't show up. And then you stop off somewhere in Mayo or something, they got on, and they, can't be
asked. Choose
wisely. And then for cars, some terrible names for cars. The Hyundai Hazard.
Oh, no.
The Toyota Tension.
Oh.
And the Opel Oops.
Not the Opel Oops.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tits.
Hey, yeah. All right, we're looking to sort you out with 7 nights in the sun, all with thanks to sunway.ie, that's Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We will sort you out with your flights and 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura, so you can just kick back, relax and enjoy the sun.
Nice.
It is Jane on this morning, hoping to win this holiday. Let's try and get you out of here, shall we, yeah?
Oh, that would be great.
It would be. What's the crack for you for the day, Jane?
I'm actually just in my last day of work. I'm actually getting off the Tenerife tomorrow, so I just
Stop it.
I'm only joking.
Oh my God, you're off to Tenerife tomorrow. That's unbelievable.
That's what you call poxy now, isn't it?
I know,
cheeky.
So I was like, you know what? I'm on a holiday mood. I'm on a holiday buzz.
I love that, Jane.
Working on your base tan in Tenerife for this next holiday. That's
Exactly. So it's your last day in the job. What do you do, Jane?
I work in an adhesive company, so I work in like the admin side of it.
Good. All right. And when you say it's your last day in the job, is it just before your holiday or is it your last day?
Just before my holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, if you win this today, people are going to be absolutely fuming.
I know. Right,
let's get this thing done then.
All right, Jane, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura after you come back from Tenerife. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I've heard it a few times, but I haven't entered before.
Okay. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
No.
It's 25 and five songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. If you guess them all, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Jane, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, okay, though, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap at any point. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jane?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Dublin.
What part? Coolock. Jane from Coolock. The best of luck. Here we go. To win a holiday to Fuerteventura. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah. What's that song title?
I don't know.
It's an animal that flies.
Swap it if you want, girl.
Swap.
Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
Amazing, well done, Jane. That resets. You're back to 25 seconds. It never happened.
And the song that you missed out on there, it's Birds of a Feather, which is going to annoy you now, isn't it? Yeah. Look, not to worry. As Fiona said, back to a brand new game.
A brand new game with a brand new song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh my God, APT.
Yeah.
What's the girl's name?
Well, there's a guy on it as well.
He's doing Brutal Club recently.
He sings Grenade.
He sings Mario.
He's a small dancer.
It's Grenade.
Fedora.
Three, two.
Yeah, Fiona, you deliver where we're at here.
I don't even know what that number means. Does that mean five?
You have half a second.
Half a second. Very good. And look, Jane, we like your chances. You're a bit of a drammy woman.
Half a second,
the
Jane.
The answer with you, Fiona. You've 0.5 of a second on the clock to identify four more songs.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you 2 seconds. So, Jane, song two plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I know I have good judgment. And stop the clock.
Oh my God, I know all these songs.
What did you think that song was, Jane?
I don't know. I think I know it, but it's just my mind's gone blank.
That's oh my God, is it the pressure of being on radio, Jane?
Yeah.
That I feel like your brain is already in Tenerife. You go and have a great time.
It is.
And thank you for listening.
That was Sabrina Carpenter. Please, 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 by the way, Jane, just so you know.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. The holiday remains. We're back here Monday giving you the chance to win that 7-night break.
Tuesday.
Bank
holiday, baby. Even better.
Notice there, while we were on our own for the last many, many weeks, just Emma and Dave on Fully Charged, there was no sign of Worst Bits.
That's because we're so good, Emma.
We're so brilliant.
No, it's because we didn't have time because we moved the golden ticket.
No, we're just so good.
I hadn't worked out the procedure.
We're just so good.
Well, shut
up. You are so good. But in IROC with a forward tumble to ruin everything.
Joke.
They are still the worst. And what a week it's been. The weather was kind of all right. It's a long weekend. And Fiona's here to stay.
Yay!
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the Worst Bits of the Week. And Fiona, you'll be delighted that it's not just you that features on this.
I thought you were about to say, not you, but never, that would never happen.
No, you are in here somewhere. Thank but you. First, let's start off with the girly quiz yesterday where Fiona nearly read out the answers.
No!
Simplify it for me.
Okay, wrong answer. I'm sorry.
No, let's not do that.
Wrong answers.
Don't just read off the sheet. I was testing you. Thank you so much, everyone.
I really enjoyed that one.
That was brilliant. Well done.
Definitely a Ron Burgundy moment in
Thank
there. Listener Jacob didn't sound like what we were expecting him to sound like in the week.
In this interview on Friday, Jacob was on. Oh, that's not what he said. Hello, Windows.
That's Emma pressing the wrong button. We had Porygon news for the last couple of days, but no one told Emma.
Up on 7:33, what is the crack out there so far this morning, Emily?
Good morning, gang. Traffic on the engine stops and starts.
Sorry.
I think Emily has a bit of a cough.
And finally, Fiona, your cash machine etiquette needs to be improved. See me after the show for an intensive class.
Yes,
251,000 euro to go, exactly.
So
that'll be your turn now, Fiona.
Guys, I'm new. I'm really new to this. But, you know, I'm just trying to be, relatable to the listener.
Do you know Pippa told me yesterday? She was like, you keep pointing out Fiona's mistakes. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I have noticed.
I wasn't even in the room for that. Nick told me.
It was noticed by a lot of people.
I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this week.
Thank you very much. Listen, quick recap. You're voting for one more tune. What song do you want to close the show? I've gone for this. You got me feeling. KDA and Turn the Music Louder. That features Tiny Tempa. It's a banger. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Get in touch now.
Or how about this one? Australian band 5 Seconds of Summer with the song Amnesia. If you want that as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp. It's the same number.
Don't even waste your time, guys. You know what you're voting for.
It's this, is it?
Yes. And scream and shout and let it out. Scream and shout, Will I Am and Britney Spears. You know you want Britney on the radio today. Come on, Fiona, in a WhatsApp to 087711138.
Emma, Dave or Fiona, get in touch now. Final chance to vote. Jazzy and Giving Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona's first interview this week of the show was with Jazzy herself. Looks like they're going to be great pals from how that went down. You can catch up on the Fully Charged, Recharged podcast across the weekend.
Yeah, how did you enjoy your first week?
So good. We've been WhatsApping back and forth. And
you and Jazzy,
we're best friends. Yeah, oh, we're going to go together to the opening of Crumlin Shopping Centre, and so excited.
Well, very good,
brilliant. No, but your first week on the show, just Jazzy?
Oh, or? It was just me and Jazzy. Really, all week. You guys were okay.
But we do it all again Monday. Do you reckon?
Tuesday. How about Tuesday?
Tuesday works.
Yeah, the what maker come in on a bank holiday.
All right, let's get the results of one more tune.
Yeah, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Turn the Music Louder. KDA, Tiny Tempa, KDB. Dave went for Amnesia with Five Sauce, and Fiona's debut, Scream and Shout, Britney Spears and Will I Am. I can tell you, dead last, 8% of the vote. Emma Nolan.
Oh, I thought it was me. I genuinely thought it was
so me. So it's Dave or Fiona who's going to win. I can reveal with
beginner's
50,
luck.
50% of the vote is Mr. David Hammond.
Yes, come on.
Fiona, 42%. Fair enough.
It's very good.
Okay. Listen, enjoy your bank holiday weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
Good luck.
We
enjoy
love
it. Bye-bye. Be safe.
Talk to you later. Drove by all the places you used to hang out, getting wasted. Yeah.